Okay, here we go. Five ideas. Parshas Mishpatim, Mevarchim Chodesh Adar. Tavshim Pebez, Lunch Mishpatim, Rachel Parabas, Moshe, Marocha Ari Yosef, Bechai Moshe, Fush Lema for Esther, Tehila, Bas, Ariel Tzipora, and Zuchus Yagan for the Tzadikim, Rablebel, Eger, Zuchus Yagan Lena, Kotzka Rebbe, Zuchus Yagan Lena, the Rabbavich Rabbitson, Zuchai Mishko, Schneerson, Zuchus Yagan Alena. First idea comes from the Chedush Harim. Chav Aleph Aleph, open the puzzle to our parsha of Eila Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifnehem. And these are the laws you should set before them. Rashi says very famously, what's Eila? Ve'Eila is coming to tell you, Ma Harishonim Yisinai Af Eila Yisinai. Just like the Aser said, Dibur said, and Sinai. So to everything Mishpatim said, Asar Yisinai. Says the Chedush Harim, what's that deeper idea over here? Ma Harishonim Yisinai Af Eila Yisinai. Just like the beginning things of Parshas Yisro, the Ten Commandments just said, the same. Don't think the Parshas Mishpatim is vacation from Har Sinai, says the Chedushim, incredible idea. He says, you know, when it comes down to it, Mishpatim, the things that we understand, things that make sense, right? You hit someone's pit, you hit your animal. You have to make up for it. Says the Chedushim, we don't do things because they make sense. Rachmnei Ratzona Meshavis Baruch V'lo Mishum Shaseicha Mechayv L'Nosan. Not because, okay, you know, my animal kills and this and that. All these things that make sense. Yeah, they make sense, but that's not the reason why we do them. Right, like the Sefer Chinuch says very famously, you want to understand the Shorash HaMitzvah, beautiful. The ultimate reason why we do, we want to understand the Godless Hashem. It's important to be able to understand the Shorash HaMitzvah. But the ultimate Shorash HaMitzvah, because the Rabbonu Hashem Zacht, 365, and the Rabbonu Hashem Zacht, 248. 365 Mitzvahs, Los HaSeis, 240 Mitzvahs HaSeis, that's 613. Says the Chedush, that's how we do Mitzvahs. Eid ha-mishpatim. Don't think that the chukim, no, the chukim, no. The mishpatim are chukim as well. The things that make sense, we do them because even when they make seicha, we don't do it. This is mine, be talking about seicha from the top, we talked about from last week, Rav Tzadok. Our relationship with the Rabbonu Shalom, the Yisem li segula. What's a segula, says Rav Tzadok, from one of the rabbis of Pshischa? He's not Rav Simcha Ban, from a different rabbi. He says that Rav Tzadok has an incredible idea. You could come to a segula. You're my treasure nation. Does it? Nobody can understand the love, the passionate, romantic connection that Kadosh Baruch Hu has, the chosin and kala, the relation that Rabbanu Shem has. It's a malim in a seichel. It's a malim in a das. You say the tefillah of Meir Bal Nes, and so suddenly out of nowhere, whatever you're looking for, it's a malim in a seichel. It's above nature. It's above this world. I think that's exactly what the Chedushim is saying here. Chedushim is telling us, even when it comes to things that make sense, we don't do them because they make sense. We have to live the malim in a teva. A malam in his mouth, to live in Rabbanu Shalom, not because it makes sense, even when it doesn't make sense. That's exactly our relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. Even when things, he said, Lisa Gula, Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is infinite, it's eternal, it's a nitzchi. That's the exact relationship. Moving on to Din number two, beautiful Chedush Harim and Rav Tzadok. Second idea comes from the Sfas Emes. I'm a little bit tired. Nice, Baruch Hashem, we're traveling for Simchas. So I hope you're Michael. Sfas Emes tells us the second idea, the grandson of the Chedush Harim. Chapter 21. You uncover a pit or you dig a pit, you don't cover it, you don't do the proper thing, and someone's dox or donkey falls in it. The owner of the pit must pay. You didn't do something to your property, something you got to pay up now to remain possession of. The owner of the pit has to pay up. What's the deeper idea, says the Sfas Emes and the Kutim? Says us, Hashem, each one of us, we make boards in this world, we mess up. The Baal Boy Yishan, the Baal Boy, we have to pay up to the Baal Boss. Kesev Yashiv the Baal of, who's the Baal? Who's the ultimate Baal? The Baal of the Rabbanu Shem. How what do we have? The Rabbanu Shem wants our Kesef. He doesn't want our money. Kesef min Lashem Nichsof Nichsafti Lash Shubit Shuvilef and of Beilu Beilu Shalolim. You want to know how to return to the Rabbanu Shem, right? The Pashup Shah is talking about the people that you mess up to your friend's field, you mess up to your friend's animal. The Baruch Hashem is the ultimate Balabas. How do we give, what do we give back to the Baruch Hashem? Kesef Yashiv the Balaf. Give our kisufin, our desires, our love, our passion, our energy. Give that to the Baruch Hashem. Isn't that about the whole Indian of Amalek? Look at the Ish Kodesh from last week on Yisro. The whole Indian of Amalek is portraying Mekar, their relationship. The whole Indian of Purim, Chodesh Adar, Ma'amash, Mevarchim, Chodesh Adar. The whole Indian of Purim, the whole Indian of Adar is to show Amalek, is the love affair, is the connection, is the romance between Chodesh Baruch and Chai, so it's the Chasin and Kala. That's what when Adar comes, Mishinech, Adar, Marv, and Simcha, it's a very nice song, but it's a Mishnah, and it's Pnimius. It's a deep connection between the Rabbanu Shem. Says the Sfas Emes, Kesef Yashiv L'Balav. he messed up. Shul the Boreshim, you don't want to just turn to him because you want to turn because Shuv Meira out of fear. Shuv Meava. Like Rav Weinberger Shlita. Rav Weinberger Shlita once said, I think from Rav Tendler, Satzal. Rav Tendler would spend some time in Eish Kodesh, he had Mishpacha in Eish Kodesh, and I think he quoted one of the Sar Matra, it was the Gra, the Malbim. They say in Shabbos, Nafshi Cholas Havasecha. We say, Yidin Nefesh, we say in Kach. So, Nafshi Cholas Havasecha, what does that mean? Pasha Pashaz, my heart desires for you. I'm sickened for you, for your love. Says Rav Tendler from one of the Tzadikim, Nafshi Cholas Havasecha. My soul is sick, is that I didn't love you the way I could have, the way I should have, the way I could have, the way I should have. Nafshi Cholas Havasecha. Sassaman says, Rav Moshe wants one thing. He just wants our kisuf, he wants the desire, he wants the passion, he wants the romance, he wants the love. That's what others are all about. The Kadesh Kodesh, Parshas Yisro, I believe when he writes and he was in hiding, he be Chabed, the Rebbe says that he was in hiding, in 1940. Shuzoch Bez Hashem to mamish, feel the love as we enter as we leave the winter months of Kriros, we leave and we come into the months of Adar, to feel the Rebbe Hashem's love, to show Kadesh Baruch how much we love him with our kisuf, and a beautiful idea from the Sassamis, Eish Kodesh. From Rav Tendler, moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Baal Yartzeit himself, Kotz Kreber, Menachem Mendel, of Kotz Chus Yogi, now Zuch to be a Bais Kever. Mamish, what a historic Bais Kever had been the forest. Oh, so special. Chav Beis Lamed. V'anche Kodesh to you and Li, Yavoster, Basara, Chevel, Sochei, Lakev, Tashir, Nasi. Chadosh Baruch says, I want men of holiness to me. Don't eat the flesh off, torn at the field, throw it to the dog. What does it mean, Anche Kodesh? Anche Kodesh, Rashi says, don't eat Nevela, don't eat Trefa. Very good. Says the Kotzker, deep idea. Anshe Kodesh. Kodesh Baruch wants holy people. I don't want Malachim. Malachim don't exist with the physical world. But I want Anashim Kodesh. I want holy men. I want men and women who are involved in the world, but they sanctify the world. They have Shabbos and they sanctify Shabbos. They have a Sunday, they have a Monday, Tuesday. They're on a flight. They're on vacation. They sanctify everything they do, anything where they go. Florida, Arizona, Alaska, doesn't matter wherever they go. They think of me. Anshe Kodesh to you only. I want men and women and children of holiness to be able to take the world and to create Kedusha. What's Kedusha? Look at the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Laman Aleph. This isn't just a Hasidish thing. Reish Laman Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch tells us everything with Shem Shemaim, Achila, Shtia, Halicha, Yeshiva. Everything physical, Yud-Heh, Kodesh Baruch, with Hashem. To find the most physical, to make it spiritual. Says the Kotzker on his yard set, let's make sure we're going to walk to Shul anyways. We're going to drive to Shul. Make that drive holy. Make that airplane holy. Make those things holy. Make your steps holy. How do you make it holy? Baba Tzareba would always be able to mumble things in his mouth. Mumble things. You'd be able to say Tehillim and Mishnayos by heart. You connect to Rebbeinu Shem in anything and everything you do. You mamish make the things you're already doing. You're going to work. So now going on the train. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me have a successful day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help my family have a successful day. You're doing those things anyways. Now just change your perspective. Just turn your perspective a little bit. Make everything holy. You want to see more on about this? You can see Rav Judah Michelle's incredible Sefer Baderach. He has a whole chapter on this whole Indian incredible idea from the Kotzker, the Shulchan Aruch. Check out the Baderach. Moving on to Din number four. Din number four, we've said before, we got to say it again. Rav Hunter, end of the Parsha. Chav Dalet, Hey to Ches. Yishach Nari Ben Yisov Yalu Olos V'Yizbich Usorah L'Shalom L'Hashem Parim Yikach Moshe Chotzi Adam Yasem Ba'agonos V'Chetzi Adam L'Zarech Mezbeach. So right before Nasa V'Nishma, Moshe Ben takes half of the blood and he takes half the blood and pours it on the Mizbech and half on Klai. So they say Nasa V'Nishma. What Rashi says, on Vav, Mi Chilko, who split the blood? Malach Bode Chilko. A Malach came, an angel came, and split up the blood before they said Nasa V'Nishma, threw half the blood on Klai Yisrael and half the blood on the Mizbech. What is a Peshat, says Rafunner? And Rafunner connected all the story with Saul Salanter, whose Yartzeit is this week, also Chafhei. Says Rav Yehudner, Rabban Shem wanted to show at Matan Torah that to be a Jew, a Jew means to be ben adam makan adam mechaveru. But to be a Jew means to be kind and caring, but also means to be strong in emunah, strong in our halacha, strong with our emunah to Rabbon Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu split through the blood on Klai Yisrael, that's ben adam mechaveru. Through the blood on Mizbech, that's ben adam makan. So why do you need a malach to come to show a matan Torah that they're all both, it's all sad? You can't be a holy Jew and not be kind, and you can't be a kind Jew if you're not talking about shayvim, if you're not thinking about the Shulchan Aruch. You're not thinking about Texas. What happened to Shabbos? At the end of the day, we're well-rounded Jews. And he says, Rav Hunter, that was the Galus of Chavetz Chaim. That's the same pen that wrote Mishnah Berurah, Ben Adam L'Makom, all between us and Hashem, was the same pen that wrote Chavetz Chaim Lashon Hara. The Sefer on Lashon Hara. Rav Yisrael Salanter, that was the whole Indian of the Muslim movement. He saw that there was a lack. There was a lack of being a mensch. And says Rav Hunter, that's exactly why he was so slanter to be able to start the Muslim movement, because he saw that the Ben Adam Malkam was kavaldik, but Ben Adam Lachavir was lacking. We needed the midas, and that's why we started this whole inner of the Muslim movement. What an incredible idea from Rav Hunter. This whole idea, what it means to be a complete Jew, means to be Ben Adam Malkam and Adam Lachavir together, biyachad, suzaman, shuzach b'ez Hashem. Number five, we've said it again, as I'm traveling, there are only certain things, you know, certain tires that you gotta always say it when you can. Ayomer Hashem al Moshe, Olei Har Harav Yeshem, Chavdalad Yubayz, says Rav Chesel of Kuzmir, as Yartzev was last week. If you're going up the mountain, Moshe, you should be there. Shkoich, says Rav Chesel of Kuzmir, if you're going up the mountain, you're going to be there. What's the pshat? Says Rav Chesel of Kuzmir, and the Divya Yisrael, the Majitzer, his grandson, explains, sometimes if you go in a holy place, but you're not there. You can be at the Kotel, and you could be in Boca. Or you can be in Boca, and you can be at the Kotel. You are where your hearts are. The Baal Shem Tov says of Dario Machanafar, Rabbi Nachman, his grandson, great grandchild of Adon Shem Pashtem. You are where your hearts are. It's Pasha. Says the Kodesh Baruch to Moshe, Alei Ha'ara, go up the mountain, Ve'ye Shem, and be there. Be there with your thoughts. Be there mentally, emotionally. Focus not near your phone, not thinking about this. When you're in shul, when you're learning, when you're with your family, when you're with your wife, be present. I was at a farm store tonight. I was looking at my phone while the guy was talking to me. He said, what are you doing? You're talking to me. I felt so bad. Put your phone away. You're talking to someone. Be present. That's what Rabbi Yitzhak Bardichev used to say, walking back from Leipzig after having to a holy Jew. He said, Rabbi, I've never been to Leipzig. He said, no, you're just thinking about it. In obviously the most loving and caring way. We are where your thoughts are, said the Baal Shem Tov. Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, and he's telling each and every single one of us, come to your Hasina, when it comes to your anything, and to be mindful. Look at Dr. Benji Epstein's whole mindfulness, Kodesh Sefer, of being present and working on controlling our minds, making sure that our phones don't control us, but we control our minds. We control our thoughts. We control what comes in. We control what comes out. To be present. To be mindful. To be present. To be there. At the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe and teaching every single one of us. Rabbi Yitzchak Bardichev of Kuzmir, and the late Yitzchak Bardichev of Kusogon Aleinu. Let's review this 5 ideas. Start saying the Chiddush Harim. I've him and Sina. Just like the first Aser Zeh was our Sina. So to everything Mishpatim. Those are in Sina. You might think, oh, things make sense. If your animal did all these things in Mishpatim, all the normal things make sense. We don't do them because they make sense. We do them because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to. Because the man made a seichel. If tzaddik tells me yisam misugula, the sugula doesn't make sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for Chayit is forever eternal. It doesn't have to make sense. We know it. It's beyond words. The Chiddush Rim's grants. And the second idea, so Hashem tells us when you're kichay or your reish bar cover, yisham kesel baal. You have to pay up. You mean some of the animal. You didn't cover a pit well. Chavav amigim aladal. You have to go pay up. How do we pay up to the baal bus of the world? Yichasav kesef. We need to make sure to give our kesef, give our kisufin, give our desires and our passions and Allah for their bonusham. That was the whole Indian of Amalek in Parshat Yisro. Each Kodesh, you see it inside. At the end of the day, Amalek was trying to be mekar, trying to cold in our relationship. Don't do serve them. Do you can do mitzvahs, do Shabbos, but don't have the love. Don't have that. We don't. You don't need that. If Tender says Naf Shicholas Havasecha from one of the Siddiqim, I have to ask for why or who he's quoted from. Naf Shicholas Havasecha. My heart is sick that I didn't love you in the way I should have and I could have. All about love and our relationship with the Rabbanu Shem, what it should and could be, not just about the Yira, but on a much deeper level, much more pinimistic level. So Asemes, Ish Kodesh, Rav Tendler. Well, let's take him to the idea from the Baal Yartzeit, the Kotzka Rebbe, Anshe Kodesh Tinli, Chav Beis Lamed. And Kodesh Baruch says, I don't want a Malachim, I want Anshim, I want Anashim and Nashim. I want people who are involved. You're going on vacation, make sure it in a holy way. I want people who are involved in the physical world, you make it holy and sanctify the world, Shulchan Aruch, Vesh Tamanaf. Be able to make sure we take everything physical, make it spiritual. For the Yosef of Hunter, why that? In Chavdal, hey Ches, Moshe Bin split the blood. Malach needed to come. Moshe Bin is Moshe Bin needed Malach to come and split the blood. Kodesh Baruch Hu went to Shomad and Torah. They're both equal. You can't be a holy Jew inside the base midrash and then go scream your kids at home. You have to make sure you have to be strong and holy inside and out. Tocho Kiboro, like the Ben Ishchai says, Tocho Kiboro. Tocho Kiboro means inside and outwards. Tocho Kiboro, Kiboro, Kiboro. Tocho Kiboro. Tocho, the middle letters of Chavav. Tocho means inside, and Kiboro on the outside. Kiboro is also Chavav on the outside. Make sure to be Chavav on the inside, Chavav on the outside. Yukivavka on the inside, Yukivavka on the outside. That's what Rav Hunter says, the Gals of Chavetz Chaim is the same pen that wrote Mishra Brura ben Adon Lamakum. Was the same pen that wrote the Chavetz Chaim. That's what the Sol Salanter was able to bring to the world. The whole Mishra was able to make sure we work on our Midas. The final idea, because of Kosher, was Valei, Yeshiv, go up the mountain, you should be there. Obviously, if you go on the mountain, you're there. Sometimes you can be on the mountain, you're not there. Sometimes you can be at the culture, you can be at Davin, you can be learning, you can be with your family, but you're not there. You think about the deal, you think about an email. When we're at holy things, when we're doing things, make sure to be present, as the Kedushas David was teaching that holy Jew from who's Davin, welcome back from Leipzig. I remember, I've never been to Leipzig. No. You're just thinking about Leipzig, the fair in Leipzig. Shazach Bas Hashem, to learn Dr. Benji's Sefer. We have to be able to work in our mindfulness, be able to work with we control us, our thoughts don't control us. As we enter into these days now, these holidays before Adar, before we come into Adar, to make sure that we have to double down why we serve the Rabban Hashem. We serve the Rabban Hashem not because it makes sense, because of our Trumalim and Nesechel connection, our passionate, romantic, Ahava connection to the Rabban Hashem, Nashichulas Ahava Secha, to be holy people, to understand the godless of being a Rabban Adon Lamakh and Mandan Lachavera Yid, and that to make a Shalom Jew. And finally, but to make sure when we're doing holy things, make sure to be fully present and mindful and there in the moment. Shkoyach.